Welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and this week we continue our look back at some of the area's best charities. Each year, just before Giving Tuesday, Charity Navigator releases its list of the area's most efficient charities, and we have featured quite a few of them on our show over the past year. So this morning, we're revisiting an interview we did back in March with the president and CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Delaware, Pam Cornforth.
Pam, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me today, Laura.
Oh, well,
glad to be here.
You've got a big event coming up. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later on April 14th, the 29th annual 5K will be going down. But let's get started first, because I know the house is only 27 years old. So
that's right. So, well, that 5K was started before the house was even built. So it was kind of one of our very first fundraisers to raise money to build our Ronald McDonald House.
Can we go over this first of all? Because the name Ronald McDonald implies McDonald's and McDonald Charities, right? You want to give us a little background
here? Sure, I'll give a little background. So Ronald McDonald House Charities was started back in 1974, and it really got its start up in Philadelphia. A lot of people really don't know that fact. So the very first house was built and opened in 74, and it's connected to the Eagles. So lots of fun celebrating this year with the Eagles Super Bowl win and, you know, our history. But there was a football player, Fred Hill, who had his little girl was 3 years old and she had cancer. And he got to talking to his oncologist and said, what do we do with all these people that are sleeping in their cars? They can't afford hotel rooms. They're missing their doctor's appointments. And their oncologist, Dr. Audrey Evans, says, well, I need to build a home away from home. So of course, they went and approached the general manager at the time and the local McDonald's on the street corner. And they started to The Eagles passed a hat around the stadium and collected money to build this home away from home. And then they talked to the McDonald's owner operator on the corner there. And they said, well, it's March. It started around March and St. Patty's Day. How about with the Shamrock Shakes that we're selling, we'll donate 25 cents to build this house. And they said, if we do this, will you name the house Ronald McDonald House? And Jimmy Murray said, sure, it can be the Ronald McDonald House. It can be the Hamburger House, Cookie Monster House, whatever you want it to be. And that's how it started with the tagline Ronald McDonald House. So it opened up very small place, 6 bedrooms, really supported families who had children with cancer, and then immediately blossomed so that there's over 365 houses worldwide in a little more than 40 years. So Ronald McDonald House, it's a place for families to stay that have seriously ill or injured children that have to leave behind their own community and their family support system to receive and find the best medical care for their kids. So it's a home away from home, a place to sleep, a place to eat, a place to stay, to cry together, laugh together, pray together, just a place to be while their child's in the hospital. And it all started off in Philadelphia.
And that's it. That's amazing. And I think I knew that, but what an amazing story that is. I didn't know that it began with a player and passing the hat around. And how McDonald's got involved with that. So and so obviously the restaurant itself, I'm going to guess corporate, stepped
yes.
in
mm-hmm.
and thought, wow, look what's happening there in Philadelphia.
That's right. And they expanded it. And the second house was built in Chicago, right where the McDonald's headquarters located. And at the time, Ray Kroc, he knew that McDonald's restaurants couldn't support all of the house. And there's, you know, it's kind of like a three-legged stool. They needed to make sure that the community was involved, the medical partners were involved, as well as also the hospital partners. So there's a lot of seed money that is provided by Ronald McDonald House Charities to build a new house, but you need to prove that your local community can support you financially. So we do get support from our local McDonald's owner operators and our local charities here, but really the community at large and our hospital partners also have to help provide the funding for us to operate our Ronald McDonald House. And the really important fact is, every dollar that we raise here in Delaware stays here in Delaware to run our Ronald McDonald House program. There's no exchange of funding, you know, up to the local, you know, the national charity. So every dollar that we receive through our 5K run walk and individual giving all stays to make sure that we have the best home away from home for our families.
And so each one of these homes, and you said 358 mm-hmm. of them, is attached to a hospital.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're usually right across the street or within a couple miles of a pediatric hospital nearby, because parents, if you've ever had a sick child, it's hard enough for a parent to even think about crossing the street to leave their child alone at night in the hospital. If they were miles and miles away, it would be very difficult for families to feel comfortable leaving their child overnight in the hospital. And so what happens at our house, families can be there if there's an emergency or the child needs them in the middle of the night. They can get up and be at the hospital within 5 or 10 minutes. So it's really quick and easy proximity.
Now, who can stay at a Ronald McDonald House?
Families that reside typically 25 miles or more away from the local hospital. As long as they have a child that's undergoing serious medical treatment, either as an outpatient or an inpatient, and it's ongoing treatment. So once a family and a child is accepted to the Ronald McDonald House, they can stay as long as they're under that active medical treatment. Some of our children are inpatient the whole time the family stays with us. Other times, with the health and the way insurance works these days, sometimes the child's treated on an outpatient basis, then they're in the hospital a little bit, and then they're back outpatient. So it really varies. But we have families that are here because of their babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, and they need extra time to grow and thrive. We have families here with children suffering from cancer, solid organ transplants, orthopedics. That's what Nemours Alfred I. DuPont Hospital for Children is really known for, orthopedics and surgery. So a variety of reasons that the family can come and stay at the Ronald McDonald House.
And I didn't realize that the children themselves would occasionally be staying with you. So the construction of a house has to be pretty unique. Do you build them from the ground up, or how?
Our house, some Ronald McDonald houses are converted old buildings, but we were able to and very fortunate to build it from scratch. So when we were opening the first part of the house, we traveled around and visited a lot of Ronald McDonald houses to learn what was most important. So what we found is every family needs their own private bedroom, of course, and then we ensured that every family had their own private bathroom. In some of the original houses, families were in a more shared capacity, but our founder, Dora Dukart, felt that it was really important for that privacy issue, and we're so glad that she fought for that, because maybe it meant a few less guest rooms. But a family gets a bedroom, very similar to what you might find in a hotel. And then throughout the building, we have a lot of common areas. So you'll see that we have a area for kids to play, so a playroom, and then we have a large motor skill room, we have pool tables and activities, we have an exercise room, we have a media room, so where we show movies, all to kind of give families and their kids a chance to relax and take a break from the hospital. And of course, there's a very large dining room, and we offer meals to all of our families on a nightly basis. There's a dinner every single night, and breakfast on the weekends as well as dinner. And when I say we, it's really not my staff and team at the Ronald McDonald House. It's really through the community and volunteer groups that come out and cook for probably 80 to 90 people at a given time. And they donate all their food and their time to do that. And we ensure that there's a meal every single night of the year.
Wow. I was about to ask you how many people, you know, on average are staying there. And is it, and do siblings stay there as well?
Yes.
Mom,
mm-hmm.
dad, who?
You know. It's mom, dad, sometimes grandparents, sometimes an aunt or an uncle. You know, a room can fit about 5 people. That's the maximum that we have. And sometimes it's the sibling. And, you know, when you think about it, the brother or sister, their life is being disrupted as well when they have a sick, you know, older brother or younger brother or sister. So we try to make sure that there's activities for those younger siblings, too, so that they don't get lost in the shuffle and they have something special as well.
And but yet when you're building one of these, or when you're thinking about, oh, I'm going to add on to it, or you renovate, et cetera, you're always considering, though, hospital beds now and wheelchairs, because, again, I didn't think about that.
Right.
You've got ongoing medical care going on within your own rooms.
You know, one of the favorite nights when you mention wheelchair, we have a lot of kids that are in wheelchair, and they love to have wheelchair races up and down the hallway. And, you know, of course, we're like, you know, you don't want them to get hurt, but they have so much fun. And that's really what we find, that the kids are there. They just want to be kids. I mean, they're so resilient, and they just want to make a friend. and play with another child. And so sometimes it's through a wheelchair race, or sometimes we have those motorized little cars or little tight cars, and kids are around on the first floor or in our, you know, large skill motor skill room down the romper room downstairs, and they just love to play and be with other kids. Sometimes it's the sick child, sometimes it's the brother or sister doing that. But that's always, I love to hear that laughter. And my office is right outside the playroom, which I love, because, you know, hearing the kids play, it kind of gives you like a purpose for why you're there, kind of keeping that child happy and relaxed and keeping that family together.
And you've been there a long time, haven't you?
I have. 19 years this month, 19 years. So it's been, who knew? Just a real positive place to work. And I always say to everyone that I think I have one of the best jobs in the state of Delaware.
How long have you actually been there? Because you volunteered before, right?
I did before that. I started volunteering before the house was even built. So through the Junior League of Wilmington, did some fundraising for them, coordinated their speakers bureau, actually was on a committee for a little while to purchase the first set of furniture for the organization. And then my husband and I moved from the area a little bit. But when we came back, was an avid volunteer for the then opened house and had an opportunity to apply for the, you know, the position. And I've been there ever since. And I love it, because I get to see every day what I do and how it helps the families.
Now, you mentioned furniture, and obviously you're talking about food too, but do the families who stay there, do they have kitchen access? Do they prepare their own foods? Because again, going back to you'll actually have children there who have special needs as well.
Right. So our setup, we have a commercial kitchen, so that allows the groups that come in to make our dinner program, you know, large scale, you know, sinks and prep areas and ovens. So that's for our commercial groups to get prepared. And then we have two smaller, what we call our family kitchens, because families sometimes like to cook on their own. That's for some moms or grandmoms, that's their stress reliever too, to cook, or their child has special needs. And so right now we have a family from Ecuador that's staying with us, and dad just came. The family's been here for a while, and dad just arrived. So yesterday I was in the kitchen, and there they were. They had their little child who's receiving treatment for cancer in a stroller, and mom's cooking the chicken, and her dad's in there chopping up the vegetables. And you know, we try and make it like home for the families as much as possible. And, you know, that's what I love to see when that's all happening. So, yes, families can cook their own food. And we have van drivers that'll take them to the grocery store if they need that. But other families love it, that they don't have to worry about cooking, that after a long day at the hospital, that they're able to just come over and have something nutritious and hot to eat.
And so you have transportation for the families.
Yes, we have three vans that we use, and they're all driven by volunteer van drivers. So you'll hear we're so lucky that we say our volunteers are our heart and soul of our operation. We couldn't do what we do with our small staff if it weren't for all the volunteers. So we have volunteers that drive the van, that cook the meals, that answer the phone or in front desk, that orient families to the house and really take care of them. So 465 regularly scheduled volunteers.
And of course, a medical crisis can happen 24 hours a day.
Yes.
So you are a 24 hour a day. If the call comes at 3 a.m., to the hospital if a child needs to go back.
That's right. So families, you know, have they have their own phone in their room. But of course, I always have a manager on site that will take any kind of emergency calls and ensure that the parents get the call and are able to get over to the hospital. So we are open 24/7. And unfortunately, those calls do come in the middle of the night. Not every night, but, you know, there are needs and times when a family has to get over to the hospital quickly.
You also include then their sheets. What do the families have to bring anything with them?
Just bring their clothing. Just what they want to wear. So we can even give them a toothbrush if they need it. Because of the generosity of the community, we have dentists that give us toothbrushes and toothpaste, and we have lots of gift cards if a family were to come without some of the items they need, or if they, you know, some of our families are with us for months and months on end, so they may come with just their summer clothing and it gets cold, and we'll help them out finding a winter coat if they need it, or winter clothing. It all depends, you know, what they might need.
How long is the wait to get into one of these houses?
Well, for us, we go through cycles. So right now our occupancy is about 91%. So what that means is some days we have a few rooms that are available, and other times of the year we have a long wait list. But usually if your child's seriously ill and you're going to be there for an extended period of time, you'll get into the house probably within, you know, 3 or 4 days mm-hmm. if needed. It's the families that are there that are only needing 1 or 2 nights, we may end up supporting them through a hotel program. And we try to get the families that have the longest length of stay and the most severe illness into the house as soon as possible.
And of course, that's cost effective too, because you, well, let's get into that after I say that this is Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis. With us, the president and CEO of Ronald McDonald House of Delaware, Pam Cornforth. If you'd like information about what we're talking about today, here's the place to go, rmhde.org, Ronald McDonald House, Delaware. Let's talk about the dollars and cents here, because you're providing food and shelter, that's heat and air conditioning, that's transportation, on-site management for emergencies as well, and you've got the hotel contingencies, et cetera, so, and plus the gift cards, et cetera, et cetera. It takes a lot to keep this thing going. What does a family pay?
We ask a family to contribute $15 a night. Most of our families are not able to do that, especially when they have an extended stay. So on average, we collect almost $4 a night per guest room. So when you take that overall sum, it's about 3% of our operating budget. And our operating budget's a little over $2 million. So the family's contribution is small part of it. And the rest of it has to come from fundraising and grant writing and individual giving and corporate donations and, you know, grants and just a whole variety of different things to get that those dollars in the door so we can turn to our family. Or part of our mission is to never turn anyone away if they have an inability to pay. So we really are true to that.
And do you know what? I forgot another expense. You have rooms as well.
Yes, we have other in the hospital. We have, they're called Ronald McDonald Family Rooms. So it brings the Ronald McDonald House setting over to the hospital. So it's not just a waiting room. It's a room that is staffed by volunteers, that's comfortable, that has snacks, a friendly listening ear, computers there for a place for families to really escape. And those family rooms are at Nemours, Alfred I. DuPont Hospital for Children. They're at Christiana as well as Bay Health. And again, there's no fee whatsoever for families to use that space. And part of that is because our hospital partners help to cover the operating costs and we provide the support through our volunteers. But that's another part of our program, not quite as well known as our house, but we serve about 11,000 families alone in those family rooms on an annual basis. And at Nemours, we even have 3 overnight sleep rooms that are usually full where a parent can stay right within the hospital and not even have to leave the building. So they are literally steps from their child.
So your footprint is a lot larger than the house itself.
Yes. Right. We cover and try to support the hospitals that have big pediatric populations. And so that's why we've had that outreach program through our Ronald McDonald Family Room program.
So how do we help? Obviously, you need hours from us and you need money from us.
Right, so. Time, talent, and treasure. All those good things.
Oh, so, I like that. Time, talent,
and treasure.
I'm writing that down.
Right.
Yeah, you'll find that on the podcast at our website. So, okay.
Right. So volunteers, as I said, are the heart and soul of what we do. We have a group of volunteers that come in and have a regular shift at the Ronald McDonald House. So they either help to check in families and get them oriented to the house, make sure the guest rooms are ready for a family to stay. We say we have a colleague that calls it tickety-boo. We want to make sure that everything's tickety-boo and ready to go for our families. And it's as if you were going to have your mom stay in one of your guest rooms. You really want to make it sharp and clean and ready. And then we have volunteers that answer the phone and greet our families and meet our donors and meet other visitors. And there are front desk volunteers. We have volunteers that drive our van. We have volunteers that work on special events. Of course, we have our fabulous board of directors, and they devote a lot of time and energy and strategy to the house. We also have our meals. So we talked a little bit about how important the meals were for the families. So every single night, there's a group that comes, and it could be a corporation, could be a civic group, could be a couple families getting together to prepare food. A variety of different groups come out. We have groups that'll come in and bake, help to do some cleaning, yard work. All of that can be found on our website on the category How You Can Help, and they'll give a whole listing of opportunities. Some need training, and some you can just kind of show up and do a done-in-a-day type of project.
Now, this is at the house, but what about the rooms as well?
And the rooms as well. There's also, we have volunteers in all of those rooms, and it's a way to volunteer in a hospital setting, and there's a link on the website as well to how to volunteer both at the Ronald McDonald House, as well as volunteering in one of the family rooms.
We've already alluded to the run that's coming up. Do you have other fundraisers throughout the year?
We do about 8 different fundraisers on an annual basis. We just had our very first ever character breakfast, where we had superheroes and princesses and had a breakfast, and we held that in Dover. So that was our first ever, and it was such a success that we'll be doing it again next year. So check out our website for probably a March time frame in 2019. We do have a golf tournament, a great event out at Wilmington Country Club. And this year that's on September 17th. And we have a little over 200 or so golfers that'll come out from lunch, golf, dinner, cocktails, silent live auction. We do that event. We do another 5K run walk. If you're down in the beach area in September, we'll do a Lewis 5K. So that's always lots of fun. And that's September 15th. We have a group of our young professionals, which are called our Red Shoe Society, after Ronald's Red Shoes. And they're out. They do a really fun event out in Tufkinamon at the New Garden Polo area. And it's called the Red Shoe and Brew. And it's kind of a beer tasting and auction. And we watch a polo match, which it's in its third year. I've never watched polo until this event. And that's a lot of fun to hang out with your friends and watch a polo match going on. And then we have our 5K that's coming up on April 14th. So a lot of outdoor activities where we can hopefully attract many different people with diverse interests to have a fundraiser for each and every one of them.
Well, obviously this one's going to be near and dear to your heart because it's the 29th, and right. It was one of those that helped actually get you established with that first house here in Delaware. So you want to tell us a little bit about that? I know it is September. I can speak. April 14th. Right. It's a Saturday, and where is it going to be, and what are the details?
The run walk is held down at the Blue Rock Stadium, right down on the riverfront there, right? And registration starts at 7:45. There's a kitty run at 8:45 for anybody who's 8 and under. They can run for free, and then the race starts at 9 o'clock. So there's a group that'll run and a group that'll walk. For activities and entertainment, there's a post-race party. There's a kitty corner so that if you want to come and watch somebody run or walk and you have kids, there's face painting and, sidewalk chalk and all other sorts of games. And as you said, it's in our 29th year. And the people that run races to run, Barbara and Wayne Kirsch, they started the race and are our co-chairs of the race. And so over the past 29 years, they've donated their time and services to us organizing that run on our behalf. So on average, it makes about $50,000 on an annual basis. So when you think about all the work that they've done and all the time they've donated, they've really made a huge difference to our organization. And we have a wonderful 5K run-walk committee that are out there trying to create teams to compete against one another for fundraising and number of participants. So it's a really great walk. You do something healthy as well as you help to raise money to support the Ronald McDonald House of Delaware.
And so, of course, if I'm hearing this, there's still time to register a team for this.
That's right. There's plenty of time. Registration closes about Wednesday before the race. So you've probably got a good time period that you can go on to our website and you can go directly to that rmhde.org website and it'll take you to our run walk site.
And it is only $30 in advance, but you will register people day of, right?
Yes, day of registration. So there's a $5 increase day of, and anybody who's registered, they get a really nice, tech t-shirt to go with it.
I think it's a performance.
Yes. Thank you. Performance
right. T-shirt.
Performance. Yeah. You're right. Right. I got to get that lingo straight.
The ones that look better when you go to the gym,
right.
Just walk on a treadmill. It looks like you really know what you're doing.
That's right.
So you can do teams and individuals can do this. Is there an age limit or do you have, anybody can come?
Anybody can come. If kids are in strollers, you can walk with your kids in strollers. You'll just start at kind of the end of the race, but anyone can be there. And we have prizes for each of the different age categories. And I say our Les Dukart, one of a retired owner-operator, he gets all the prizes for us. And he's really good at getting gift cards to different restaurants in the other area and other prizes. So we're known for having some great prizes connected to the 5K.
And it registration will open at 7:45 that day. And the 5K run and walk will start at 9. And every time someone mentions a run and walk, I always suggest, for fun, why don't you start the walkers first and then let the runners go?
Yeah, that's
I just keep throwing that up. No one takes me up on that. I think it could be kind of...
Yeah, it would give a little dodging for our runners. You know, and gosh, they run that so fast. And I've said...
A little interest to
them. I've said in all my time there, I'm going to run this one year. I'm not running it this year. Someday I might get my act together.
Well, it's a 5K. And those are the fun and dones, you
right,
know,
fun and done,
fun and done, and with activities for the kids to partake in as well throughout, and that always makes it fun. And it's at the Blue Rocks Frawley Stadium, and that's on the riverfront here in Wilmington, and it's Saturday, April 14th. And of course, we can go to your website and we find out all the information. What else do we find when we go to rmhde.org?
You know, the other thing you find, what's really interesting, is, and we haven't really talked that much about the families and the family stories. So you can read and hear what the house has meant to the variety of families that need to stay with us. And so it kind of puts what we've said in words into, you know, there's great photos of the families and you hear of their appreciation and makes the whole mission come alive when you hear those family stories.
You're meeting people at the worst time of their life, and no matter what the outcome is, it's still the worst time of their lives when they're the rawest and the most in need.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this week we have a young lady, I can call her young lady now, who's 21, and she's aging, or soon to be 21, and aging out of services at Nemours. I've known her since she was 4 years old, and when she first came to us, she was so sick. And they've been regular visitors to the Ronald McDonald House. And today, or yesterday, I should say, she gave me a thank you letter for the 21 for the years that she stayed with us, and presented me with a photo album with all different photos of all the time that she's been there with her mom and her grandmom, and you know, and thanked me and thanked all the volunteers for how well they took care of their family as they were transitioning, you know, out of care. And if that doesn't want to make you come back to work tomorrow, I don't know what will. But that's, you know, some of our families, of course, they're not in treatment for that long period of time. But I just think of Elizabeth and her mom, Jen, and it's really been an honor to help them out during some of the worst times of their life. And, you know, but she's doing great. She's in college. She's a sophomore. And so wonderful to see her growing up and thriving and becoming such a great young adult.
And, of course, anyone hearing this, whether it be a business, whether it be a volunteer, there is something you can do to support the Ronald McDonald House and and the rooms at the hospitals. And just go to the website and we're going to find out all of that.
Right. And there's also a way to donate because talked about that time, treasure and talent. So treasure is important. There's a quick little button if you're so moved and want to help the 1,700 plus families that we serve on an annual basis at the house, you can make a donation. And everything is important, from $15 on the way up makes a difference to the Ronald McDonald House and to the families.
And of course, you find that link there at Ronald McDonald House of Delaware, rmhde.org. It's that simple. And all the information about everything we've talked about will be found there, from the race to how you donate your time, your talent, and your treasure, rmhde.org. And if you'd like to hear this show, you just joined us, find a podcast at mix995wjbr.com. And you can find this and more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. And it's time to throw you out the door and say good luck on April the 14th, Blue Rock Stadium on the riverfront, Saturday. It will start at 9 o'clock. You can start registering at 7:45. Everybody is welcome. It's going to be a fun time. And of course, it all supports the Ronald McDonald House of Delaware. So
thank you. It's been my pleasure to talk with you today and share share our story and our upcoming 5K. I really appreciate it.
You are always welcome back. My guest today has been the president and CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Delaware, Pam Cornforth. Thanks for coming in. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.